Oh, Sarah, happy season two.
Woo, happy season two, Melissa. Let's get it.
We're just starting over. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but can you hear me?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God.
What?
This is impressive.
My computer was on mute.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, if there's one thing I know how to use, it's Zoom, because I use it every fucking day for court. So, really? If there's one thing I don't know how to do, we're in it.
This is amazing. I only know Zoom because of doing the family stuff with Patrick's family.
Sure.
Don't mind my kitchen.
Yeah, the important thing is it's attached to the house now.
Yeah. Like, seriously, I'm at this, like, desk.
Steven, I just saw him again. Sorry.
Got the wax. We're good.
Steven's fucking walking around naked back there, and I just was like,
Okay.
Okay, so let's do an intro. Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome back to
Paperback
True Crime Book Club.
Yeah.
I know it's been a while, but we're back. It's new season. New little flow we have going, so we hope you like it.
New antidepressants.
Yes. Same. Same. Keyword there.
Yeah.
I think that was good.
Yeah. This month we will be focusing on Couples Who Kill.
Oh, yeah.
So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. This week, Bonnie and Clyde.
Yep. So the book we are talking about is called Bonnie and Clyde, The Making of a Legend by
Karen
Blumenthal? B-L-U-M.
Blumenthal.
Blumenthal.
I don't know. I just made it up. I had a gal with a similar last name, a client once. So
it wasn't Karen, was it?
No. Okay. It was a very sweet woman, but she has a very similar name.
So it's exciting. Yeah.
Talking a bunch over here. So how was the book?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, good. It's Thank about you. Time we have a good one.
Yeah, I thought it was really well written, and I kind of want to buy it. I checked it out from the library, and if it goes on paperback, I think I'll buy it.
Is it new?
I think so. I don't know. I mean, this is like a brand new book from the library, so.
Oh. That's impressive.
What, the 2018?
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. Bonnie and Clyde. I think a lot of people forget that, like, true crime doesn't always have to be serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
granted, they did kill the amount, but I think to be a serial killer, you have to have, like, the ritual type deal behind it too.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, technically,
spree killers
classified as serial killers, but, like, I don't think that was all their intentions.
No.
To kill, I think it was just kind of like, I don't want to say necessary. It's kind of like a necessary evil.
I can tell you exactly what it was.
Okay.
So when Clyde was a child, he started getting into big trouble and being a criminal. And so then he goes to prison, and apparently he was raped, like, brutally there. And so then that's his way of getting back. So that's why he did everything, was to take revenge on the system.
Well, he killed the guy, because I guess it's just like one tormentor too. And he killed him.
Oh, who's that?
Clyde. He killed the guy who, like...
Oh, he killed lots of guys.
In jail?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that would technically be his first one, though, wouldn't it?
It was. That was technically, like, his first kill. But then another inmate who was in there for life, like...
The sweetest guy.
Claimed it as his. Which I'm just like, that's friendship. That is complete friendship.
I agree.
Like, I'm in here for life, so why not claim it?
I did this.
Yeah, I totally did it. So
love it.
Yeah. I also did not realize that for some reason in my mind, I always thought that Clyde and Bonnie were married.
Yeah.
And they're not.
And they're like old too. I mean, they're not old. That's what I meant. They're not old.
No, they're kids. Super young.
Yeah. I thought they were like maybe 21, 23, something. But they're like 18 and 19.
Clyde got out of jail.
Oh, they first met when they're 20 and 19.
Yeah. And then he got out of jail when he's like 21.
And she was like, so yes, they were that age. But you know what I mean.
But, like, I didn't realize, like, Bonnie Parker got married to a Roy Thornton when she was only 16.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't realize that either.
And then he goes to jail. Yeah. And, like, they move back into Bonnie's mom's house because she's fucking homesick, which I'm just like, I love it.
I know. I agree.
You know, and then here, her husband, Roy, goes to prison, but she doesn't seek a divorce or anything like that, and...
I believe I read somewhere that she died, or maybe buried, or something, was still wearing the ring, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's buried or what it was, but it was something.
Well, she died, she kept wearing her wedding ring. I'm just like...
Why not?
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know.
Why? I have so many questions for Clyde then. Like, did that bug you?
She's a loose married woman, but like her husband's in jail and not getting out anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean,
different times?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It's very interesting, though. And you know that her husband was, like, reading those articles, too.
Right? Could you imagine, like your wife becomes this, like, notorious gangster? Could you, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, come again.
What? Bonnie? She wants to be a movie star, not a gangster.
Right. She doesn't smoke cigars.
Yeah. She was... It's really interesting. I think... And I was going to be super controversial. So, you know those, like... those cases where women say, oh, he did this to me, he did this to me, they turned out to be completely false, and, like, she destroys, like, men's lives.
Mm.
Like, that's the kind of person Bonnie Parker is.
Really?
I think so. That's, like,
that's, my opinion. That's a very interesting take on it. I like that.
Because she was never really associated with Clyde and the Barrow gang until like the very end. But she's also kind of the mastermind behind all of it.
Interesting.
In my opinion.
I read this when I go into something, I read it at facts detail, and sometimes I'll get that deeper. So I like where you're coming in here and making me think. This is good.
But just, like, even on, like, if you go on, like, the Wikipedia page for, like, the Barrow gang, mm-hmm. she's not listed.
But really?
She's definitely involved, obviously.
Yeah. True.
Like,
yeah.
Clyde gets out
definitely of- was killed with them. Although, right. Nope, she was. Yep. Okay, sorry. Yeah. I'm getting two different
Bonnie shootouts Clyde, mixed up. They're killed together. But, oh my god. Mm-hmm. I also really double think, like, have you ever seen that picture? The picture of them, like, the after they got killed.
Yes. I hear that's, like, video footage.
There is?
Somewhere.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, it is complete overkill. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's
all complete.
Completely overkill. Like, you can't, you wouldn't know it was them.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and honestly, too, I think that the fact that they killed Bonnie and they didn't give a shit if they killed her, that goes and tells you a lot, because I know back then people were really like, about killing women.
Yeah.
So just that in itself kind of shows you, like, oh, damn, they're serious.
Right.
You know what I mean? My notes are all messed up.
I think it was, I mean, you see, like, the pictures of, the cover of the book is, like, that, those famous pictures of, like, Bonnie, like, holding, like, the guns to, like, Clyde and stuff like that. And, like, obviously, she's trying to portray a tougher image for herself. But I feel like it was also kind of like, yeah, I have Clyde's balls in my hands.
Yeah.
Like, I think he knows that, like, I could turn him in because they don't know who I am.
Yeah.
And I could get away with it and say, oh, I was kidnapped. I'm a married woman. Here's my wedding ring.
If you guys are wondering, my jaw just dropped.
Yeah, that's a great point. These are things that keep me up at night.
That's a great point. Wow. Huh. So then it makes you wonder, do you think that he really loved her and wanted her there?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like he seems like the kind of person that he couldn't really keep a girlfriend.
Oh, I see.
Either.
Right.
You know, because, like, he had that first serious girlfriend, but then he got arrested for auto theft first time. And then it just kind of, like, little stuff like that kept getting in the way with, like, other girlfriends. And then he meets Bonnie, and she's 19, and it's like, well, I'm married, and my husband's in jail.
He's like, perfect.
Perfect.
You got the gig.
Right? So, I don't know. I mean, I think Clyde loved Bonnie more, but I think Bonnie loved Bonnie more than Bonnie loved Clyde.
Ooh, those are deep words.
Huh. She always wanted to be an actress.
True.
There's all these, like, glamour shots before, you know, she started up with Clyde, which I'm like, those cost money in the start of the Great Depression.
No kidding. Well, exactly, the Great Depression.
You know, and, like, in the book, the author talks about, like, how she would always just talk about, like, well, when I'm on the stage or when I'm in film, and, like, you can't talk to a Broadway star like that.
Right.
You know, so I think Bonnie was more the psychopath in the relationship than Clyde. I think Clyde just, like, I don't want to say circumstances, because he seemed like a very intelligent person.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just liked the challenge.
Right.
And I'm good at it. Why stop if I'm good at it?
Mm-hmm. And not to mention, but you also have to think about people like him who they don't know much about work, and they don't know much about, you know, having a real life.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that partly hindered him too. So it wasn't so much like Bonnie where she had different opportunity. I don't know if she did or not, but I just feel like maybe she had, she chose it and he more fell into it.
Right. Yeah. Cause like he was, he had like 5, 7 siblings. Like, mm-hmm.
You know. I think the brother joined them.
Yeah.
Was killed with them.
His brother and his wife were part of the Burrow gang.
Blanche and
Buck.
Buck.
And then, yeah, because, like, Buck was the mechanic. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's kind of smart, having a mechanic as your getaway driver.
Oh, uh-huh.
I mean, in my opinion.
Makes sense to me.
Right? Like, if there's somebody who can fix your car in a jiffy, then...
Yeah.
But also, I mean, I think it's circumstance. But they also are transplants to West Dallas, where Bonnie was born in West Dallas. And I think, I mean, the transplants and then singing all these, like, Ku Klux Klan, you know, Whitney singing like, oh, like a lot of violence right away.
Mm-hmm.
I think that also kind of was like, okay, this is a like kill or be killed kind of world.
Oh, that's a really good point. Wow, you're really delving into this. This is good.
Right? I have my moments.
Yeah, this is good. I like this conversation.
But, because, like, really, if they would have stayed, I don't know where he's originally from, in Texas, but if he would have just stayed there, if they wouldn't have moved, if farming would have paid off for his family, then, you know, mm-hmm. I don't think Clyde would have been, you know, the famous Clyde Barrow.
Right.
So... that's my opinion.
It's a good one.
So what did you think?
For me, it was more so a lot of information I didn't know. I mean, I've watched a lot of stuff on it and all that, and I didn't necessarily realize everything they did and all, you know, all the, how many times they got away so lucky and like how they would tease the law enforcement and that was.
BC, I think that's all Bonnie.
Yeah.
Because like.
That's so true. And honestly, I feel like if that seems like something she would come up with too, is the, you know, like maps of like the routes they take, or, you know, like circling through certain towns so the cops can't pass over into another state and pursue them, so it's like an easy getaway, like that kind of stuff definitely mm-hmm. seems like something that she would have come up with. I mean, yeah. She only got caught like once.
Yeah.
And then killed another time. because, and she, like, was acquitted for that one time she was arrested, I think. But yeah. She definitely seems like the one who plans these and thinks these things through more.
Because it's all, I think, like, to her, it's just, like, all a big show.
Yes.
Because, like, if you look at Clyde's, like, his, like, MO or whatever, and, like, yeah, robbing stores, gas stations, you know, cracking safes, like, it's just kind of like a get-in, get-out, no flash photography.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, along comes Bonnie, and then, like, she makes a really good point, too, in the book about their clothing and how, like, there was a receipt for, like, this dress Bonnie was wearing. It was, like a $6 dress. That's a lot of money in the 30s.
Yes, and actually, I think, now that you mention it, I think they got, right before Buck and Blanche were killed, I think they got made because they're kind of like hiding out, but Blanche and all them are wearing these like fancy like clothes and stuff that you wouldn't know normally see in these small towns.
No.
And so that's what, like, that was the red flag where they called the cops.
Right.
It's just like, imagine being sold out by your pants.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, like, I don't know if you want it, just because you're,
They need to think it through.
Right.
Pick your outfits better. They're important.
But, like, I just think it's crazy, though. Like, $6.
Yeah.
No one is going to have that money.
Mm-hmm. It's Great Depression, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In especially, Texas.
Yeah.
So, it's just kind of like, well. But, again, I think that was old Bonnie.
Right. What did Clyde care?
I don't think Clyde would have given two shits.
Granted, I think that's a gender bias we may have, but I just watched a training video at work today, so that's where these phrases are coming from. It's actually very informative.
Well, how about this? We go find where they're buried, we have a seance, and we ask Clyde, did you actually give a shit about what you wore? No? Great. Thanks. Bye.
Closing thanks. Down. That's all we need to know. Yeah. So we should do it on May 23rd when they died.
How old was Bonnie? She was like 20 something, right? She's only.
Yeah, let me do the math. Hold on. I have to figure out how to find a calculator on my computer. I feel like half this podcast is me saying I can't use my fucking math computer. Calculator. There we go. Hold on, I'm getting there. Okay, so she was born in 1909.
Mm-hmm.
And oops. And 1934. 25.
That's really young.
Yeah. 5 years younger than me. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I had to call my mom to ask for advice, and I said, Mom, I'm too immature to handle this myself.
I'm going to be 30 in two weeks. I'm not ready to be 30.
Okay, I was so excited.
I'm really having a hard time with it.
That's why my mom said 30 was really hard for her, too. But I just, one day I was like, you know what, I'm excited about this, you know? Don't know.
I don't know. I think it's because, like, I've made a lot of really dumb mistakes. I was, like, a brand new spanking, like, new 20-some-year-old.
Yeah.
And now, like, because of that, I didn't do a lot of things
that, like, that I really
wanted to do.
That makes sense.
At the same time, like, okay, I have a beautiful family. Kids are pretty healthy, you know, like,
they all have pretty healthy.
In the 4 years, almost 4 years I've had those twins, they've only had one ear infection, and everybody got a cold.
No COVID yet, I'm assuming.
3 weeks ago.
COVID?
No, just a cold.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think I would really recommend this book to people.
Agreed. And I think it was definitely one of our better selected ones.
Yeah. Well, I really liked it because, like, I really didn't know anything about Bonnie and Clyde.
Right.
Like, what I knew from Bonnie and Clyde was whatever little cameo they had in Brother Where Art Thou?
Yes.
Two seconds they were in there. And, like, the autopsy photos, I somehow knew, like, I've seen them.
Of course Melissa can just, like, literally play guess who with autopsy photos. I love it.
And yeah, that's all. I've never seen, like, the Bonnie and Clyde movie, like, from the 70s or anything like that.
See, and I watched The Highwaymen.
Oh, I want to see that so bad.
That helped me a lot with this. Like, oh yeah,
I forgot about that movie. Oh, I know why I forgot about that movie. Because I really wanted to watch that movie. And then Patrick watched it without me. And so I was like, fine, I guess I won't like it.
Ooh, yeah, I've been there.
I just forgot about it, so.
Yeah. Well, I would recommend that movie, too. I mean, it's pretty good.
But I feel like, so, like, I went into this, like, I didn't do any research before. I just, like, opened it up and started reading. And, like, I felt like I didn't really need to do research.
Well, and I feel like that's kind of what we went into this whole podcast in general, assuming it would be where you could just pick up a book and read it and know everything. But that's not how this works. No. We normally have to do a ton of research, too. Right. So it's kind of like a double book assignment. But this one, you definitely feel like you could have, because I did the research, so you know me.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I like to be, like, optimistic about things, which is really weird because I'm a realist. Right. And, like, this book, like, I don't have any expectations for it. Anything. Ever.
This is why we make such great friends. We have no expectations of each other.
I have no expectations of anything. I know this one's like super bum, but like I really don't. I've been like but I really like this book. I was like, oh my god. And I was like telling
part two, mom, part two. Right. They're dead. They're dead, Sarah.
But I really liked it. I thought the backstory part in the beginning was like, this is a lot of information.
Yes, that stuff really throws me off with books. I have severe ADD and like I just can't keep my attention for those types of things in the beginning of the book. But once you get past it, it's insane. Right. Or I think it helped a lot too that I did my research too.
Right.
Before, so I mean.
But yeah. I also feel like, I mean, if she would have just condensed a little bit more of Clyde's backstory, but at the same time, like, I feel like it's also super important. Like,
yes,
they were a transplant family before the Great Depression. This is what is happening in West Dallas. Like, hey, guess what? Ku Klux Klan is fucking everywhere at this point. And, like, you know, you start out, you have this very intelligent person who could really get a job anywhere, but is better at stealing cars and all that. And
I got a talent, utilize it.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's all that, like, adrenaline rush. Not adrenaline rush. It's kind of like,
high.
Yeah, thank you. It's like
it's an addicting high.
Right. Because it's an instant gratification.
Right.
You go into a store, you rob them, you get their $3.
Mm-hmm.
And then you leave and you don't get caught.
Right.
Except that it was really interesting that they would bring him in for any little crime. Whether or not he did it or not.
Yes.
I'm just like, but nothing stuck until he was like 19. Just like, that's crazy.
Right?
That's crazy. Like, that's such a long time.
I would be very interested to see too how like that would hold up today in today's world, like legally.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
You should ask your judge. You should ask your judges about that.
Hey, Judge.
Hey, Judge. Yeah, I don't. But they still do that, though. I think, though, it's just they would never do that with a white man.
True. That's a great point.
They would never do that to a white man these days.
Nope.
They would, if he were black or Hispanic or anything else that wasn't starch white.
Mm-hmm.
I say as, like, my skin is, like, you know,
glowing.
You know,
I know, right?
But I don't think they would do that to a white person, but obviously they still do it to anybody else. So it's a whole it's not like racial profiling, but it's like,
I think I have the word for it. Hold on. Let me Google real quick.
Because obviously it's not racial, not a racial thing, but like, it's profiling. Like, oh, someone robbed convenience store A. Obviously Clyde Barrows did it.
Implicit bias.
Yeah.
Is that what, I don't know.
I think so. But it's like, Clyde's like, nope, they robbed that one. I wrote convenience store C. Like, you know, you never have yes. any proof on it.
Yes.
But, you know, I really like this era of gangsters. Oh,
me too. And I think I actually told you how I've been like balls deep in gangster books lately too.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, in general, so really, I was already there.
I'm really excited for next month, but you have to like remember you're picking all the books.
Yeah, well, I've got a whole like, pocket of them like, right over here.
You're like, fuck.
I know, I'm like, wait, what? No, I got a couple over there. I think we should be good. But I think really I'm going like to have to do, oh, go ahead.
I really like this era. I really like... that, like, there's so many gangsters.
I know.
And, like, they keep running into each other.
They do, for real.
And it's really interesting.
It really is, and it's so crazy to think, like, well, now it's 100 years ago, but, I mean, I just feel like this wasn't that long ago, but it was such a different time, and it's just so fascinating to me.
I know.
Yeah.
But... I don't think it seems that long ago because, like, this is essentially, like, when our grandparents were born. Like, I know my grandparents were born in the Great Depression. Like, 35. I think my grandma was born in, like, 1935.
Yeah, so that would be after they died.
Right. But,
no, I know what you mean. Yeah. I just had to give you a shit.
Her brother... who was older than her would have been alive.
Oops, I'm pushing buttons on my camera.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of, I don't know. It's really weird.
Mhm. It is. And I just, yeah, prisons then, and yeah, just everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's so different. Stereotypes.
Yeah, well, okay, so Blanche Barrow though did die in the 30s. She died in 1988.
I forgot she went to jail. Nope, I don't know what she did, but I know that when Buck was killed, they were both severely injured and she had like glass shards that like cut her eyeballs out.
Yeah, okay. And though she never used a gun, she was blinded in one eye during a getaway.
Okay, so I'm embellishing, but but I'm pretty sure that's when Buck, like, received his, you know, death blows.
Yeah, so she served 6 years in prison for assault with intent to kill the sheriff in Missouri.
Okay, so we need to find a book about her, apparently.
Right. So, interesting fact. So, the movie, the 19s, there's, okay, so the Bonnie and Clyde film in 1967, Blanche was actually consulted, like, extensively consulted.
Ooh.
For that movie.
I like that.
Which is just kind of like, that's only 30 years after Bonnie and Clyde died. Like, really.
Holy crap, when you put it that way. Oh my goodness. So, yeah, I just did a quick Goog of her and, man.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
And I think...
she's very pretty.
She's very pretty. And I don't... and I think it's... I think she went along... here's my other opinion about Blanche. She's a very interesting person. I think she only went along with Buck when, you know, Clyde was forming this game. I think she really just went along to keep an eye on Bonnie.
Interesting. I think so too. I gotta show you this really funny picture.
I don't know. So do you remember how many people Bonnie and Clyde ended up killing?
Nine
people. That's a lot.
A lot of officers too. I actually noted every time in here that they killed an officer. See, I have.
Because wasn't that really like
05?
Wow.
Yeah. There's more than that, I think, but. Let's see here. No, I think.
Because I remember that. I remember
seven, eight, nine officers.
So they killed only officers?
No, they killed like one or two normal people. I think they weren't charged for some of them that I actually marked here. So that's my bad. I can definitely find some original numbers. Let's see here.
That's a lot of officers, though.
I know. It's like they exclusively kill officers, and that just kind of goes back to like Clyde wanting to get revenge on whatever, but he would also just like fuck with them too, like just pick them up and just like drop them off with money and just be like, hey, tell everyone they're pussies, kind of a thing when you go back. Like, oh, okay,
calm down there, Clyde.
Calm down there, Clyde. Okay, let's see here. Apparently Bonnie did a bunch of poetry as well.
Yeah, I
put a note in that in there.
Throughout the book, like every chapter is like a different verse of like her poetry.
It's awesome. I love it.
But I think that's also like her thing. I think she just romanticized a lot of things.
100%. I completely agree.
And I think that's how they got into being overkilled.
Right.
Is because I think she fed Clyde's revenge story. Like, well, you know, they're part of the system. And has like, I think that's why, I mean, I know it's alphabetical for Bonnie and Clyde, but I think that's why, like, but people always remember it's Bonnie and Clyde. It's never Clyde and Bonnie.
No.
Always Bonnie and Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think she's just a little manipulator.
She is the star of the show.
She's the star of the show. And I think until she was recognized, she's always just a girlfriend or an unknown girl. And I don't think she liked that. I don't think she liked being an unknown.
Yeah.
And then here's her husband in jail going, that's not unknown. That's Bonnie Parker. That's my wife.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
But yeah, it's just kind of, it would have been really interesting if Bonnie would have been taken alive.
Yes.
And I'm still really surprised that she wasn't.
Right. I feel like they tried to go guns blazing, but not quite like guns blazing one time, and it failed miserably. And so that's why I think they ended up just doing it the way they did it, is they just felt like they had a lot of pressure on them to get it done. You know what I mean? Right.
Well, and also I love that, like, so when she was a waitress, that one of her normal customers ended up being a sheriff. That was, like, part of the posse that, like, gunned them down.
You're right.
Like one of her regular.
Yeah.
There's a word. There's
you a got word. The.
It's going to take me a while to get it. Yeah. It is. I don't know. All I can think of, like, have you seen the movie musical Chicago?
Yes.
She's very Roxy Hart.
Yes. Yep.
You know, like, I don't know. At the same time, like, I think if the police didn't get them, I think Bonnie would have killed Clyde eventually.
Oh, and, 100%.
Yeah. Like, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I agree as well. I mean, we get... there are a lot of domestic assaults that happen in Beltrami County, and I can tell you they all sound like this.
Well, and, like... But she's such this, like, pretty petite little person. Like, how could anybody, like that be so manipulative and
exactly
evil,
why?
Like, borderline evil. Mm-hmm. But it's those ones that you gotta watch out for.
Right. Yeah, I always tell people that my best clients when I worked at a law firm were sex offenders. They're the nicest to work with, and I was like, they have to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just who they are. They're nice people.
This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely 100% recommend this book.
I wouldn't mind reading it again.
No. That's why I don't mind hardback, but I prefer paperback. Same. But I definitely think I'm going to have to, like, buy it.
I agree.
Because it's a really good book. And, like, us marking stuff in the... Not, like, marking stuff, but I have, like, tabs.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say you marked a library book. I'm like, well, you're going to hell.
It's, like, a brand new book. I don't think anybody's ever seen this book.
They're going to be like, this was for sure, Melissa. I love it.
Yeah. But, it's just... It was a lot of information in a really short amount of time.
Yeah, and it was... It wasn't miserable.
No. At all. It wasn't missing stuff, either.
Right.
Like,
it was good.
And the reason I really want to have the author come on our podcast is because, like, it's only 220 pages long. Like, that's not a long book.
Right.
But I really want to talk to the author because she's a librarian, but she also writes, like, children's books and, like, YA books, and then all of a sudden, like, she writes Bonnie and Clyde. Like,
aww.
Like, this is kind of
so random.
It is so random, but it's so, I don't know, you can definitely tell, like, and I'm not trying to discredit her, like, not saying she's not a historian, because obviously, like, a shit ton of research went into this book, but it's definitely, it's so well written that, like, you don't think it's by, like, a historian.
Right. It reads like a book, but teaches like a book. Don't know where I was going with that. No, you know what I mean. Like,
right. It's fast-paced with a lot of information. Like, it's not boring. And there's not, like, stupid extra little things in there.
What? But,
like,
yeah.
The little extra things in there are in there for a reason. And you come back to it, and you're like, oh, this is why. You know?
Right.
So it's just, it's so well written.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's something we've just truly been lacking with these books anyways. So it's really nice and refreshing to get one that we can actually, like, talk about.
Yeah. I mean, the Gracie one was interesting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he had help writing that, because, I mean, I would need help writing that too.
Right.
Yeah. And then the My Dark Place was just,
oh God, yeah, I forgot about all those good books. I actually just saw that book the other day. Oh, and Shot in the Heart. I really liked that one. I think you did not like that one.
I didn't read that one. That was before we decided to do the same book.
That was a happy accident right there.
Yeah. But
you're welcome, listeners. Yeah. Or non-planning paid off once.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely give this a 5 out of 5. Like, for sure.
Well, yeah, and it just really hits everything right on the nose for me, I feel like.
Okay, any last words?
Okay.
And then you would do a closeout.
Okay. Thanks for listening, guys.
Jinx.
Thanks for coming on this story with us. It was a good time, and bear with us while we get our new grind down.
I don't know.
Our new platform. Nope. Can't think of the word.
I don't know. My brain's not working.
I was going to say, it's 9:30, but it's not even 9:30.
It's 9:23. It's past my bedtime.
For real.
For real. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I am working very, very hard on setting up our new website.
Woohoo!
I am very new to Workspace, and I don't like it, but it's a whole lot cheaper.
Here we are.
So that's coming at you. If you go to our Instagram page, in the link tree, there is a link, whatever, to sign up for our newsletter.
Newsletter is pretty awesome, so definitely sign up for that. We get like updates on what books we're doing and other fun news.
Yep. And now that we're making episodes again, every episode updates. So we're doing a true crime every week now, which is kind of crazy, but it'll be fun.
We're here for it, though.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. What else? Oh, also, we are officially, I've started as my list, we're officially on Goodreads.
Woo!
So come follow us, come friend us.
Yes, please.
Just look up paperback.
Talking to you, Katie.
True crime. Book club. Yeah, I think there's a link in the Instagram page as well.
Woohoo.
So that's exciting.
That is super exciting.
Am I missing any?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you. Go check out this book. All the links and all that crap will be in the description and on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, newsletters. But we actually super duper recommend this book.
For
anybody who likes true crime, that it's not gory. This isn't a gory one.
It's like a one and done, bing, bang, boom.
Mm-hmm.
But the murders, I mean.
Anyways, happy reading. And yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.